This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, I said I was going to take calls today, but I've got behind on the news here because there's a lot of breaking news, and there's also Trump and Greta Thunberg is very illustrative. There's also the latest on the virus they're hyping up. Is it really this mega deadly threat? I think it is a pretty big threat. There's a lot of creepy stuff going on in the background with that. Also, I mentioned this French intel agency says 150 neighborhoods held by radical Islamists, close quote. That's all coming up. And then there's really a big story that was aired on Tucker Carlson last Friday, but because I was in D.C., I didn't cover it. And so I think I'm going to cover that after I cover the Greta Thunberg Trump news in the next segment, because it's going to take at least a segment to get into. It's a really big deal. Because if you want to take Trump to the woodshed on something, that's it. See, I don't want to take Trump to the woodshed to like appease people that don't like Trump. They don't like him because he's in office, period. And he's a nationalist and a patriot and means well and is trying to be the president when they want puppet presidents. But when it comes to him trying to get jobs here, jobs aren't any good if we're all dying of cancer. So I said I'd get to it in a little while, but I'm going to get to it because everybody was running up to me in D.C. and then when I was in Virginia saying, oh, the gay frogs, Tucker Carlson says you're right about gay frogs. And I'm just, look, guys, the genius of the globalists is they're able to take something very deadly serious and turn it into a joke. People say, yeah, and you're the one that went along with it. Well, that was like 10 years ago. I've learned a lot. I mean, I wasn't making a joke when I said I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the frogs gay, but I laughed at it for a while until I realized what they're getting us all to laugh at something that's destroying the earth and hurting us really, really bad. So that's why I joke around a lot less here on air. And I'm not as happy a person because I like to have fun. But, you know, there's no perfect way to stop this. We just got to take action. But there's a lot of chemicals that can be used in industry that aren't even in the same class as bad as atrazine. And the fact that Trump has loosened up restrictions on atrazine when they'd been cracked down on, he just saw everything the Democrats were restricting as something to shut down America, like clean burning coal and so many other things. And that's true. But atrazine is not one of them. We need a global convention on things like atrazine. Because the smallest amount of atrazine will absolutely ruin your or your children's lives. And I'm not going to go into all the side effects and stuff today, but people seem to care about vain things. It doesn't matter if you're black, Hispanic, white, or old. In the last 70 years or so with atrazine in the water, the genitals, this is a uterine, the deformity that happens in uterus during development of the fetus, where males slowly are having their genitals waste away until soon men are going to have genitals the size of a woman's clitoris in about two generations with current atrazine levels. So if you like your sons not having a cock, then you're going to love atrazine. So you notice the globalists are obsessed with chopping your son's huevos off or getting him to sign on to doing it. And again, we can joke about it all day long, and I have. It's not funny. It's a vicious matter of the globalists hitting us chemically to attack and take out the species. So that's what this is. And look, shrivels up men's genitals, screws them up for life. What's it do to women? Well, it breast cancer and a whole bunch of other stuff and fries the uterus in utero where these girls are going to be sterile and screwed up for life. I mean, this is a weapon. Atrazine is a chemical weapon. Chemical weapon. Full reports at van.video. Only way it gets out is you.
I want to talk about Super Silver whitening toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people, Super Silver whitening toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste. And it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now because I like the way it feels.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
For only the third time in history, a U.S. president is on trial. It officially kicked off just a few hours ago after days of wrangling by the deep state Democrats as they attempted to see the American people. And now we're going to be treated to 2 days of Adam Schiff lying his ass off. Every time we just tune in for 20 seconds, it's a new whopper lie with no evidence, on par with saying prostitutes were in a Russian hotel pissing all over then billionaire businessman Donald Trump. I mean, it's just flagrant horse manure. And it's the death throes of that political party if they're unable to trigger a civil race war in this country. He's up there still right now. Here, let's fade him up and see what he's saying now.
Keeping accountability. For the very, very next day, he's on the phone. 24th, Special Counsel Mueller testifies that Russia interfered in our 2016 election to assist the Trump campaign. She knew about the interference, welcomed it, and utilized it. That's the 24th. The 25th is the day of the call, when President Trump, believing he'd escaped accountability for Russian meddling in the first election and his welcoming of it, asked the Ukrainian president to help him undermine the special counsel's conclusion and help him smear a political opponent, former Vice President Biden. And then the third day in a row in July, President Trump sought to ensure that Ukraine had received
his request. Oh, my gosh. So no one's going to watch this, obviously. And the media that carries it is going to drive their ratings down from super low to absolute rock bottom. And then I guess they're betting that it'll be so boring that by the time the Republicans finally get a defense, didn't get one in the House, haven't got one in the last couple months in the ongoing wrangling, we'll finally get a defense for 2 days. So this got started later today. So that's only partial day. So I guess they're going to go until sometime early Friday. And then the Republicans, I guess, will start their defense Friday and then have it on Monday and part of Tuesday. Then the Senate will start asking questions a few days and deliberate. Looks like next Friday. And guess what Pelosi says? They've got more articles they're going to pass. And just keep doing it. Where it's just this ongoing process to sabotage the operation of the government. And the communist Chinese are all openly funding Hollywood and the whole thing. And I want to explain something. The globalists went and set up China so they can launder money and not have the environmental rules and shut us down. I mean, we know that. So when I say the CHICOMs, the globalist CHICOM disgusting partnership And, of course, the Chi-Coms in the middle of Obama administration had such disrespect for the deep state that they double-crossed Obama and Hillary in the New World Order. So we had to pivot from feeding our troops and money into that desert in the Middle East and Central Asia to run over and try to get the Chi-Coms back in line. And that's when the wheels started coming off on the Islamic invasion and the takedown and all of it. And even big central elites and institutional organizations said, look, we went along with this world government project to stop war, we were told, in the 50s. All this is doing is obsessing over chopping our son's testicles off and teaching people how to devil worship and how to get rid of a world of men and women and a post-human, post-industrial world with the big tech people ruling over us in AI. That doesn't sound like a good future, does it? Oh, but you'll live forever. You just got to give up your humanity to the big tech system. And so a lot of the globalists are like, we don't want to be globalists anymore. You ever come up with that life extension stuff? You tell me about it. Sounds like a bunch of hocus pocus to me. Why should we just throw the whole American world system, human system, down the toilet and purposely dumb everybody down so we can rule over them? That doesn't sound like something very powerful elites would do, does it? I mean, if I was a big powerful elitist and that I was elite mentally, physically, spiritually, culturally, and I'd proven it, and I was in control, I wouldn't be trying to run people down and make them dumb so I could rule over them, because I wouldn't need to. I'd want to empower them, because I'd want my children and their children and their children to grow up in a universe with better people. Because I metaphysically know that if I wiped out most of these people, that would all come back on my family, and it would come back on me, and I would never be allowed to cross the threshold into the next level and actually meet the Creator face to face. But these people thrown it all away, ladies and gentlemen. So I said I'd get to the news. When we come back, I'll be very judicious and very focused. I'm going to hit the big water story with Tucker Carlson first. Then I will hit Greta Thunberg and Trump countering that. And then I'll hit the Islamic invasion, big developments on that front. And then there's a bunch of other news here where Tulsi Gabbard has sued Hillary for defamation. Yeah, saying she's a Russian agent trying to destroy her life. I have experienced this, and I'm not saying that as a victim, like, oh, poor me. I just want action. Because you've all seen, and I haven't played half of them, the congressional hearings in the House Armed Services Committee, doesn't get any more powerful, in the Senate Intelligence Committee, saying I work for the damn Russians. So it's very personal for me that Trump be vindicated and that we be vindicated. Because I'm not going to get my day in court, but I've got this platform to defend myself. Because if they can take us down, they're going to slander all Americans. And that's really what I care about. I want to win because they want to beat you. They want to make you dumb and stupid and a slave. And that pisses me off, watching these bullies generation after generation mutate humanity and enslave us so they can feel powerful. And it makes me so angry. And I want to get them off our backs. I want to get them off our backs so bad, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm rooting for humanity, but the only way we can defeat them is if we release what they fear. And they fear InfoWars. You know, I wasn't going to talk about this, but I might as well, because really it's a message to the White House. You know, I've had the White House reach out through a lot of people the last week and this week. They can see how hard InfoWars is fighting. And because all the phones are tapped and all the rest of it. And when they opened up the criminal investigation of myself and Stone, I've been under criminal investigation as a Russian as well. And a lot of stuff I can't talk about at this point, but I've talked to the FBI. I've been in to see the FBI. A lot of stuff's going on, okay? And they obviously know I'm not a Russian and they understand what's happening. But I don't need Trump to call me. I don't need Trump to have other journalists contact me and say the president wanted to thank you and really appreciate you and appreciate what you're doing. I don't need to be patted on the head like I've told Trump when he calls me. I need action from the president. We've already seen bold action, but we need to get on the offensive, and we need to indict the deep state. We need to indict big tech for racketeering and suppression and just every crime you can imagine. It's open and shut. We have to go after them. They're the authoritarians. They're the danger. Listen, I like President Trump, but I've already seen the top of Hollywood. I've seen the top of the U.S. government. I don't care about all that stuff, the pomp, the circumstance. I'm not looking for the pat on the head, Mr. President. I'm looking for action. That's all I'm asking for. And I know you're giving us action on so many fronts. I'm just simply telling you it's what the people want. It's what's right. It's what we need to see happen. But I know who can take action, and that's the listeners and the viewers of this broadcast. We are the voice and the heart and the soul, the spirit of Americana. The fusion of the Republic 1776 with real Christianity, not fake, in-your-face Pharisees, holier-than-thou stuff. Just, I love God, I want to take action, and I know you do too. Let's do it together. And that's why funding us and buying products, InfoWarsStore.com, and signing up for AutoShip to be able to, you know, recurring support us and get great product at the same time is so critical. So just everybody, commit now, step to the plate in the fight for freedom. We need a lot of money. We need it now to not just stay on air, but expand.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. when I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
About atrazine and the frogs becoming gay. I mean, they try to have sex with their males. They don't have babies. They die. They die in South Africa. They die in Australia. They die in Europe. They die in Houston. I mean, I saw reports where half the male frogs of one species were attracted to males and trying to fertilize them, and they're not fertilizing the female eggs, and they're dying. It's not funny. But David Hogg, he comes out and says, Jones is trying to stop the spin in the water. We need more gay people. And think about that. It's not attacking somebody, because I don't hate people for their sexual proclivity of their adults. But it's the targeting of the children. It's the whole sexualization. It's the chemicals that are hurting males, females, not just of our species, not just of the mammal kingdom, not just of Homo sapiens sapien. But across the board, and they turned it into a joke when I was covering this 20-something years ago when it was mainline reports. Hell, Democracy Now! Was covering this 20 years ago. It's not funny. But they make it into a big joke. So, Tucker Carlson last week had a big, long piece on, I'm just going to play a few minutes, where he talked about Trump and Trump's EPA, that most of the things Trump's done, like saying, turn the coal power plants back on, that's great. Only water and carbon dioxide come out of those. Nobody else has to make cuts. China has all the dirty ones, so does India. We know, again, 90% of the pollution comes out of those two countries alone. So why is the EPA going in and trying to weaken restrictions on atrazine when atrazine is on record causing massive cancer, destroying male fertility, and manipulating across the board the brain tissue of males and females, and manipulating humans at the endocrine level. And so it has all sorts of effects, feminizing men. And how it works is when men are fed female chemicals, or chemicals that mimic that, it does, in some men, trigger an attraction to the same sex. Berkeley News, pesticide atrazine can turn male frogs into females. So you see the whole trans movement, the genitals physically on Western males, you can be black, you can be white, you can be Asian, are getting smaller. The testicles are getting smaller. The sperm counts are way lower. It's killing us. The side effect is smaller genitals. People make jokes about it. You're being killed, ladies and gentlemen. And even the smallest amounts of it will irrevocably mess somebody up. So here's what Tucker Carlson had to say about it.
Despite its name, the Environmental Protection Agency doesn't just exist to protect the environment. It also exists to protect you by policing against the many pollutants that are generated by modern life. But soon the EPA will be doing a little bit less to protect you and a little bit more to protect big agriculture. Atrazine is a pesticide. It's the second most common one in the United States. Half of America's corn crop is treated with it. Atrazine is banned in the European Union, and here's why. When administered to male frogs, atrazine chemically castrates them and even causes some to change their sex entirely. In humans, atrazine is an endocrine disruptor. That means it causes changes to your natural hormonal balance. For newborn boys, atrazine exposure in utero is correlated with lower birth weight, undescended testicles, and deformities to sex organs. Now, it may be that atrazine's risk is low enough and its value is high enough that we don't need to ban it. But the EPA isn't just keeping atrazine legal. It's decided to stop closely monitoring its use. Buried within a recent 60-page regulatory document, the EPA has announced it will soon end its atrazine monitoring program, which tests drinking water to make certain that atrazine levels are safe. According to the EPA, the risk is simply so low that it's not worth even checking to make sure the situation is under control. In fact, it's so low, they're allowing 50% more atrazine to enter America's waterways. Now, that's despite the fact that in 2017, the year where the most recent data are public, 30 million Americans had measurable amounts of atrazine in their tap water. Now, according to researchers at Purdue University, a single part per billion of atrazine may be linked to low birth weights. In Evansville, Illinois, the water is already testing at 22 parts per billion. For the EPA, that's not a concern. Their concern is corn.
Ladies and gentlemen, corn is used as a filler. I don't have to apologize to corn farmers and tell them that you notice that farmers in those areas have a lot of cancers, a lot of problems, and your daughters can't have children, and your sons basically can't have sex because they don't have genitals. Now, I mean, you heard, that's putting it lightly, that the testicles don't descend in a lot of people. That's what gets reported. But, you know, if dad's wondering why he had a good-sized Johnson and his son basically doesn't have a penis, it's because atrazine, okay? It's not life that matter. So, and of course, those cancers son's going to get. So they need to ban atrazine, and they've got a lot of other pesticides that don't do this. Still not good for your liver. But atrazine bioaccumulates in the corn, and it gets into the water table, and it stays there for years. So I'm going to tell farmers something, and yeah, I'm going to try to fund ourselves at the same time. If you live and get municipal water, or you've got well water, or you live anywhere near farming, you are insane if you don't use a gravity-fed filter that takes out all the bad chemicals but leaves the good minerals in. And that's the Alexa Pure Breeze, the highest-rated filtration system you're going to find out there for anywhere near the price, top-rated for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I religiously, if I catch my daughters or my son drinking out of a water fountain at school, they're grounded for weeks. If I catch them not drinking reverse osmosis distilled or out of the filters we have at the office of the house, I chew them out. And we're not weirdo neurotics. When I go to most restaurants and places, I've got my own packet of tea. I've got my own drink, and I can bottle water, and I make it right there, and I ask them for a glass, and I make it. And people say, why are you doing that? And I said, oh, because I don't like cancer. The number one thing you can do is stop bad water getting into your body. And they put fluoride and hundreds of other chemicals under the name of it in the water and have waivers in California around their own Prop 65 to do it. So I'm going to tell you again, folks, they're hitting us through the water. And I'm pissed at Trump allowing the EPA to do this, and it's serious. And it's not just the atrazine, but if you don't get a water filtration system and reduce it as much as you can, and if you don't get the systems we sell are some of the highest rated shower filters, they don't cut everything out, they cut it back 99% or so. This goes even more than that. But you're not breathing it, it's not in your biggest organ, your skin. If you love your children, filter your water, your bath water, your rain water, all of it. It's all got crap in it.
It's the front line of defense for your body, and it funds the InfoWar. Take action now, 33% off, InfoWarStore.com. It's a total win-win. But they want you to think it's funny in the back of your head while all the comedians attack it because they're hitting you through the water. Fund the InfoWar. Save yourself and your family at the same time. 360 win.
Knock on wood, I am not tempting fate. But everybody around the office, especially folks that have worked there a long time, have noticed that I really don't ever get sick. Now, again, I might get sick tomorrow because I just made that statement. I'm not tempting fate. I'll say that again because I am superstitious when it comes down to that. I'm very thankful to the good Lord for the Constitution I've been given. But up until about 8-9 years ago when I started taking X2, the products in InfoWars Life, I still got sick every couple of years. And, you know, I still get sore throats from allergies and pollen and things like that. But now that I religiously take the products at InfoWars Life, one of the highest quality supplements you're going to find out there, I just never get a fever anymore. It's probably been 3-4 years since I've had a fever. It's just crazy. So I chalk it up to genetics and the great products.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Region 6, Austin, Texas. Transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Storm clouds are above Washington, D.C. Our reporters are on the ground giving continual live coverage at man.video and infowars.com/show. We fuse it all together here with a radio/TV transmission. We're live 10 hours a day. I'd like to be live more, but we're just working on getting the crew and the operations and the money. Love Will Johnson, the work he's been doing as a reporter for us. I had to suspend that show for a while. We just didn't have the crew. There's a couple of folks had to leave because they had family members that were sick to take care of in different parts of the country that had been here years. I mean, that we're that ragtag of an organization that when we go on the road with the biggest crew as we had, we have a skeleton crew back here that's working 18 hours a day. So I want to thank the listeners for the support. But listen, this isn't a passion for making money. It's not a passion for being famous. It's not a passion for any of that. I'm not going to lie to you. I like a good steak dinner. I like driving a good, fast car. I like having money for medical care for my kids. I like not having to worry about, you know, having money in the bank. But that's where it ends. I want to secure our freedoms and our liberty. And that's most important. So I will fight the globalists until I'm living in a shack. Because it's our rights and our freedoms that are the most valuable. I do all this, and I fight hard like this, because I'm just like you. I don't want to be a slave. And I know our hard-fought rights are under real sustained assault. But just since we started waking up, the tide's turning all over the world. And the enemy's trying to just wear us out. So something hit me, and then I want to finish up with this news and hit all the other news, and Mike Adams coming up. Something really hit me during the break. I was back there in the coffee room. I've been visiting that a little bit more today because I didn't have much sleep while I was out of town, so I'm exhausted. Usually just have maybe two cups by now. I'm on like cup number four of this Wake Up America coffee, which is very strong. So I'm being a very bad boy right now, but it is good. Whoever knew getting high was so delicious. Anyways, continuing. And I was watching Adam Schiff, Ed Buck's big buddy, par for the course. And it just hit me. And when I say this, is going to be incredibly obvious. You're going to go, oh, wow, Alex, that's tell us the grass is green next. But of all the reasons they keep this impeachment going and the fake investigations going and all of it is, first and foremost, to change the subject from what losers they are and how their cities are collapsing and how corrupt they are and how evil they are, and to keep Trump on the defense and to hog up all the time and energy and to be the center of attention. But the reason they got to keep the impeachment going as long as possible is they're racing to dig up more fake dirt, more new scandals, and they just can't believe that they've never found with giant illegal dragnets and phone company records and harassment and threats to put all these people in prison. They've done all of that, all of it, and they haven't found anything Trump's done. Because Trump's a straight shooter. He does everything he does out in the open, knowing everybody's trying to set him up. I mean, I've always been a straight-laced guy. Okay, very conservative. You know, I'm guilty of having too much coffee. Don't even speed anymore down the road. Let's say I've cut back massively. Kind of a white lie. Every once in a while, I get a little bit of power, a little bit of a jolt there. Get 120 out on that country road when I'm by myself. But when you are prominent and are in the public eye, people are trying to set you up for stuff you haven't done. So it doesn't even surprise me they can't find anything on Trump. Because he's been 50 years, people trying to put his ass in prison, trying to shake him down. And so that's why they're so upset and why they're so scared. Because with them, you can't swing a stick and not hit corruption. Notice that's what they're telling you. Oh, Hillary's emails of her corruption. It's a crime to put those out. Oh, you exposed what we're doing in Ukraine. Oh, you're a criminal for that. It's a total inversion of reality. And that's all this is sucking all the oxygen out of the room. And so that's why I'm not going to cover the impeachment very much or the trial. When Republicans do their defense after almost 3.5-4 months of this BS, I will cover that. And our recruits on the ground, they'll be there bringing up issues to globalists and, you know, friendly confrontations and journalism, and we'll have them on. But I'm just not going to commit the lion's share of the broadcast, and I think you agree with me, to listening to Adam Schiff, because every time he opens his mouth, another lie or half-truth or twisted garbage comes out. Now, I wanted to finish up on the whole atrazine and what's doing to people. Blaze TV ran into me at the Virginia rally, and this is part of what I had to say.
For years all along.
I would love to take credit 20 years ago when it was in Berkeley Science Reports and other top research reports that atrazine sterilizes and reduces fertility of amphibians, of fish, of birds, but also of mammals. And so, but what it does is it also confuses males, and then that's what happens to frogs. They want to have sex with the male frog, but then they don't have any eggs, and so the frogs die. And so I said, listen, I'm not against gay people. I just don't want to put chemicals in the water to make the freaking frogs gay. And the media, every late night comic, they all attack me, knowing full damn well that atrazine is a very toxic chemical, and even tiny amounts of it will literally basically shrivel your balls and everything else up so you don't even have a sex life. Okay? And it'll fry your brain. And so it doesn't just, quote, make you gay. That was just something the media picked up on, even though studies show it makes the male frogs want to have sex with the other male frogs. Okay? Because it screws up their olfactory nerve, everything. And then it turns out the Pentagon had, this is BBC News, this is Reuters 25 years ago, a gay bomb that was made up of a mixture of LSD and atrazine, where they would spray it on groups of troops, and the men would start flipping out, literally having sex with each other. So that's what chemicals can do. That's what our noses do. That's how. That's why my wife's right here. I smell my wife. I mean, she smells really damn good. Okay, but you got a bunch of atrazine. Well, then a dude starts smelling good to you. You know, it's kind of like a pizza smells really good. Doesn't even really look that good, but you know, it smells good. You eat it. Well, imagine. You take this stuff, or these chemicals get you, dude, start smelling good. So David Hogg and all make a big joke about it. It's not funny. It totally takes over your brain. It gives you cancer. There's a whole bunch of other crap. And, you know, one of the side effects is, in mammals and in so many other things, is that it literally makes you attractive.
Why are they loosening up regulations on it then recently? That was just covered. They're loosening up regulations on atrazine.
Yes, I saw that Tucker Carlson on Friday attacked Trump. He's absolutely right.
Okay, so there's just part of that report. And the reason I play that is I got asked that by Fox News that was there, local Fox News. I got asked that by Blaze TV, full reports on band.video. I got asked that by a lot of people. Hey, the gay frogs are real. Tucker Carlson covered it. But again, it's the dead frogs. It's not the gay frogs. It's the dead frogs. And I'm just sitting here thinking about solutions. One thing is the public, just like Epstein, or just about world government, are now waking up to it so we can do something about it. And notice the EPA is pushing back, saying, we're not even going to count it as bad anymore because its levels are going up and people get pissed when they see it in the reports. Fukushima hit the West Coast at hundreds of times safe levels. That was in the news. It was confirmed by universities. They went, oh, we'll just raise the level and say it's safe and stop reporting these other levels because we now say it's safe. That's really what they did. Because your local health departments and others are testing the water under federal grants. And the EPA says, we don't want that tested anymore because now you're aware. Big article, Americans exposed to toxic chemicals in drinking water, dramatically underestimated. Fox News is a big report put out by the federal government and other groups. There it is. They're hitting us through the water. So, yes, let's defend our right to Second Amendment. But the right to defend ourselves is knowing what's going on through the water, the air. That's where the shadow government, deep state technocracy is heading us.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
You're going to have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back. permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
In defiance of the globalist deep state, the White House is listening to InfoWars right now. Several offices have war rooms with big TVs all over the walls. They're monitoring the news, and InfoWars is right there at the center. They're watching right now. People noticed this. The media noticed it 3-4 years ago and said, oh my gosh, we got to shut Alex Jones down or we got to ban Trump seeing InfoWars. But the truth is, once you see the perspective of how the globalists work, everything then makes sense. Not from their narrative, then it makes no sense. But when you know the real globalist narrative, you already know what's in WikiLeaks before you read it. And then sure enough, there it is. Hillary talking to a top professor of psychology on how to create a race war in America. They talk about no one believes us. Everyone hates us now. We can't give everybody free money. What are we going to do? Well, just have a race war.
have more culture war. So the globalists think they can stop the signal. It's not even a signal. Once you have the perspective, like looking at a piece of architecture, you don't see the building from the right angle. Once you get the right angle, you can see the whole structure, basically. But from one angle, they can play tricks on you. So I keep pointing out that China and India and a whole bunch of other third world countries are responsible for almost all the pollution and on purpose dump it right in the ocean and on purpose have no controls. And then notice the White House has picked that up recently, and so have all the cartoonists and people. That's not rocket science. That's the truth. But there's other examples. Like, weeks before Trump a few years ago said, why does the Pope say get rid of walls in Europe or the U.S., but they've got 200-foot walls around the Vatican? That was a common-sense call. We were the first to point it out. The meme got picked up everywhere. Trump retweeted it. It's not about getting credit. It's about learning why our audience, who sees stuff before I do, not kissing your ass, it's true. You're the type of people that are looking at things from different angles. You're trying to figure it out. You're not just taking it at face value, like you've never jumped off some rocks at a creek you've never been to. Looks crystal clear, looks 20 feet deep. You're going to crawl down there first and make sure there's not any hidden rocks or anything, or some barbed wire down there from a washed in. You're going to swim in there before you jump in there. Even though it looks safe. Hey, kids, don't jump off there yet. Let me swim around here and check it. That's all we do. We don't just receive what we're told and just buy it. And so that's why Trump is synced with us, because he's the same way. And when he gets the right info, he makes the right decision. And that's why they're so pissed. And so that's the Trump phenomenon, is that he's really the president. And he's winning. And he's starting to get control of the executive branch. And they've got all these articles and headlines about, oh, the odds are he's going to beat the Senate trial for impeachment and he's going to get reelected. That's when you got to watch out, though, folks. And I want to talk more in the days and weeks to come about the Achilles heel of Trump, only 285 days out to the election, 285. Because we all heard Hillary was invincible, and that's why I said she was going to lose. Maiden voyage of the Titanic, they said not even God can sink this ship. They are on purpose saying Trump's a shoo-in now, because they're planning to plunge the economy. They're planning to start wars to embarrass the president. They're planning to use bio crises. They use everything. And so the president needs to know that he's walking into a trap with election fraud. And of course he's going to win in a landslide. If we have a free and fair election, we're not. They've got illegal aliens registering to vote all over the country publicly now. Handing out the driver's license. Hillary was a paper tiger. Trump isn't. But when you start thinking you're invincible, that's right when the fall happens. Now, I've been saying, why doesn't he counter Greta Thunberg for the fact that she never talks about China and India and how they are absolutely polluting on purpose, especially China? India's trying to industrialize. China, and I'm not defending it, but China is doing it on purpose as worse as they can. Economic warfare against us, funding shutting down our coal plants, shipping toxic waste here, just doing everything evil you can imagine, shutting down our industries, buying up Hollywood to brainwash us. Greta Thunberg's flying around these big jets she says are evil all day. That's not real pollution, folks. Radiation from reactors is. Dumping toxic waste in the ocean is. Genetic engineering is pollution that lasts forever in species and causes massive societal biosphere shutdowns. But again, the very people destroying the Earth, the globalists, that say it's a post-human, post-carbon world that follows some sick worship of AI silicon, sand, talk about tassels made of sand will collapse into the sea eventually, to quote Jimi Hendrix. So they're the ones claiming they guard the environment all day, while they're the ones that are playing God and actually destroying it in mass and dumping atrazine and everything. So Trump needs to be the champion of real environmentalism, not deindustrialization, anti-human environmentalism that's meant to only empower authoritarian regimes and shut us down. And he's starting to do that. So these aren't talking points. These are truths. So here's a compilation of Trump at Davos today countering Greta in live time with her saying, I told you, I want you to panic. I am your boss. Everything is over if you don't do exactly as I say to you now. Come with me if you want to live. Humans are bad. Do not have children. You are evil, especially if you are European. Here it is.
How dare you?
I think Greta ought to focus on those places, but we are doing better right now than we've ever done in terms of cleanliness, in terms of numbers.
Because that world, in case you haven't noticed, is currently on fire.
But to embrace the possibilities of tomorrow, we must reject the perennial prophets of doom and their predictions of the apocalypse. They are the heirs of yesterday's foolish fortune tellers who will never let radical socialists destroy our economy, wreck our country, or eradicate our liberty. America will always be the proud, strong, and unyielding bastion of freedom.
We couldn't care less about your party politics. From a sustainability perspective, the right, the left, as well as the center, have all failed. Our house is still on fire. Your inaction is fueling the flames by the hour. And we are telling you to act as if you loved your children above all else.
Today I'm pleased to announce the United States will join 1 Trillion Trees Initiative being launched here at the World Economic Forum. 1 Trillion Trees.
Planting trees is good, of course, but it's nowhere near enough of what is needed, and it cannot replace real mitigation and rewilding nature.
I think that some people they put it at a level that is, you know, unrealistic to a point you can't live your lives. We want to have the cleanest water on earth. We want to have the cleanest air on earth. Our numbers, as you saw, we had record numbers come out very recently. Our numbers are very, very good. Our environmental numbers, our water numbers, our numbers on air are tremendous. We have to do something about other continents. We have to do something about other countries.
It's all about other countries having no standards by design to deindustrialize us. But President Trump wasn't knowingly lying to you there at the end, in my view. Because what he told you on its face statistically is true. If China and India and 160 plus of the third world countries are, you know, way up here, thousands and thousands and thousands of times higher on the total output of chemicals and toxins compared to the U.S., one of the cleanest countries in the world. If they're way worse than us, he goes, hey, we're doing a lot better because we're not as high. But if you let higher levels come in just because we're way better, it doesn't matter, Trump, President Trump. You don't want Barron taking those vaccines. You know what they did to him. You know they're tainted. Well, imagine what the atrazine is going to do to Barron's son or daughter. So this is serious. But he's absolutely right. Why are all these other countries exempt but us and the West? Because it's a deindustrialization program openly run by the Rothschilds and their global carbon plan. We don't care about your parties. We don't care what group you're part of. Give us control of your energy and systems now. We are in control. And put that image of the poor African Bush person somewhere in North Africa walking around with cracks in the ground. And she's saying she represents that poor African. But you see, low carbon dioxide levels is what have caused the Sahara Desert more than anything to expand the last few thousand years. Higher CO2 levels make plants grow longer, stronger, better, up to 5-6 times, depending on the study, and with less water. And, of course, those bush folks have goats, which pull up the roots of plants. Cows don't eat the roots. So that's also causing this. So that's all your fault, though, folks. Okay? So if you let Greta run your life, everything's up. By the way, electric cars use more fossil fuel than gas cars on average. It's all a scam. It's about the people she works for running our lives. Hour number 4, straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too.
If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.